say win.
Win.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, Hijinks and Sue podcast number 11. Is that Unse?
Onse.
Onse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is We're it 11 now, really?
This is number 11.
Technically, like 15, maybe? Something, maybe?
Where are you? Number one. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit there. Yeah, this is episode number 11, and Josh sounds weird. That's because it's not him.
I'm the understudy.
That's Denise.
Hi.
He broke his leg before the big show when she gets her chance. Making a triumphant return from, I don't know, what were you on, number 6 or 8 or something like that?
8, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, why not? Whatever. So, Joel's here. I'm Joel. Eli's here.
Oh.
Nearly inaudible. And Denise, Josh.
Wait, I'm here.
My vote, I'm going to have to give it to Eli.
My vote also goes to Eli. And as you fade the music out there, I'll tell you where Josh is. Josh called me, I don't know, middle of the night last night, and goes, hey, are you going to the thing? And I said, since I have no idea what you're talking about, I'm going to assume no. Oh, it was party night. I said, hang on. So you're going to a party? Yeah. So we're not going to see you tomorrow? Oh, call me. So here is the voicemail. All right, that's my phone. You'll have to forgive the noise. Here's the voicemail that I get from Josh. Hang on. How do I get this on speaker?
I don't own a
It's your phone.
Here we go. Speaker. Is it playing? hang on. Let me see if I can turn that up. Okay, let's see here.
Nothing.
Hang on. I can do that better.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's yeah. So Mikey had a party, and
nice.
I didn't know
he was doing that phone message in a pool of vomit.
This is the best part. I got that at 11:34 this morning, so that's when he woke up and couldn't get out of bed. I called him at 11:36, and it goes straight to voicemail. So in 2 minutes, he fell into a black hole of drunkenness. Also. Got an email at 4:30 a.m. From Josh. It's 4:30 a.m. Call me at 11:30 and I might get out of bed. Josh, P.S. Blah, 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 blah. He's super fucking drunk. Fuck that douche. That's what I say.
I'm hungover too, but I was up at 10.
Yeah, but you've got that Mexican stamina.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, because I had to go to church.
Whatever.
Don't they give you beer at church?
Yeah, well, that's how I got rid of the hangover. I was like, oh.
More beer.
Yeah, more beer. So you're just a little buzzed now, and
yeah.
It's all good.
Yep.
Whatever. So let's get this fucking shit on the road. First off, last week we did way too much internet. I don't want to read the whole internet this time. I think we read like half the internet last time. I don't want to read any more internet this time. And so we're going to do a couple of things. First off, we talked about the VHS undefeatable trade program. We said 10 people could do it. I think 5 or 6 signed up. So I'm going to post the rules And then those six participants are going to have to email me with their mailing addresses. And then I'll kind of pass that out to the group. And you guys are in charge of getting it from one house to the next.
Yep.
Having your undefeatable parties.
What is wrong with you people?
Karate Town.
Hey, you were there. You saw it.
Actually, like, voluntarily watching it.
Karate Town fight time. Like, the noon bell rings there and everyone just fights. Like, they drop their burgers and they drop their books. They're like, fight time, Karate Town. Hi-ya.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then, fucking thank you, TNT, for showing Lord of the Rings again this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Over and over.
I don't get to do anything. As a matter of fact, like, all day yesterday, we took the baby to the zoo yesterday. For anyone looking for a zoo in the DFW area, the Fort Worth Zoo is far superior to the Dallas Zoo.
It is. They have white tigers there.
I saw it. It also it came.
Why do they have to be white?
Why's it got to be cracker tigers?
This is a black devil doll, and I don't approve of white tigers.
He likes those black tigers. Yeah, they have a white tiger, and it comes right up to a window.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, licks the window, and it's like, oh, I'm going to fucking eat you, I swear to God. And so we took the baby there and put her, like, right up to the window with the white tiger. And she's like, like, nervous laughing. Like, I don't think she likes it. Aww. The tiger's like, give me that fucking baby.
It looks delicious.
Oh, my God. It's already peeled. It's like an animal that you've dehaired. Makes it so much easier for me to eat. But the Dallas Zoo is like, it's like they built it in 1974 and then left, and the animals are just there. It's like that Will Smith movie.
I am Legend.
Yes, it's like I Am Legend.
Just left it there.
Yeah, it's like they just left. There's shit growing in the wrong places and the cracks in the street.
And the lions are just running loose.
Deers are jumping over fences. And it all looks like an old school from the 70s. It's all shitty, man. That place is terrible. And then we got there, and we were like, let's go to the zoo, yeah. How much is it to get in? And they were like, $2.50 each. I'm like, $2? Yeah. Really? Babies are free. I'm like, that's cheap. No, it was too expensive. The Fort Worth Zoo, it's the only thing in Fort Worth that's better than somewhere else. Like, everything else in Fort Worth is far inferior to things in Dallas. But the zoo was pretty fucking cool. And why did I start that story?
Something about...
Oh, because TNT was showing Lord of the Rings. Yeah, so like Emily comes in and she...
Again.
My wife comes in and she's like, let's take the baby to the zoo. And I'm like, Lord of the Rings is on in high def for the next 8 hours.
I'm busy.
Oh, dilemma. Should I put the...
why don't you guys take a webcam and go to the zoo and then...
She's like, yeah, she's like, show me how it went. Like, yeah, but your daughter needs to have experiences and time. And I'm like, oh, but only seen this in high def like 6 times. I don't know. And it was right in the middle of the two towers. Like, it was like the perfect argument. She was like, let's go to the zoo. And I'm like, potatoes?
What's taters, precious?
She's like, let's go to the zoo. And I'm like, potatoes? I don't think so.
Precious. I watched... most of this weekend and this morning when I got up was I watched Discovery's what is it, the fish show,
like, yeah,
Deadliest Catch
on
Crabmen,
and it's like
crab people.
Yeah, I went over to my brother's yesterday to help him set up some speakers,
some crab,
yeah, and
crab nets.
I just took over the TV and was like, you know, Discovery's showing
Deadliest Catch marathon
in HD. So I put it in that, and then, like...
And his, like, friend promptly fell asleep.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, but they're catching fish.
But not.
Crab.
Crabs.
But it's really more, like, pieces of ice breaking off the top part of the ship and, like, landing on dudes.
And killing them.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only other show they have that parallels that for stupid and awesome is the Ice Trucker Show. Have you seen that?
I saw a thing for it, but I never actually watched it.
There is... a group of people in the world that know that they're driving their big rigs over nothing but ice.
Why?
They're not roads. It's ice.
Yeah.
They and like under the ice is water. No, because shit has to get places.
Oh.
Like, apparently between here and Canada, it's just ice for 100 miles. So they, it's like surrounding Minnesota. There's this 100-mile wall of ice or something. And so they drive on ice, and every episode is one of them with their giant fucking big rig falling in the ice and them escaping their lives.
I thought like an orca in one episode just comes up. breaches.
jumps over the truck.
Or then like a submarine, like the Red October just like sticks up.
Why does everything go back to the Red October
Listen,
for you?
Because it's a fucking great movie.
As far as Eli is concerned, there's like Citizen Kane and Red October. Like the best movies ever. His Rosebud is one. Was it one ping?
One ping. One
Priscilla.
One ping. Priscilla.
I don't even know what that means. I just know that you say it a lot, so I can quote it like I've actually seen the movie in the last 100 years. Whatever. Speaking of the Connery family.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so
I gotta look that up on IMDb.
Look it up real quick. We watched Battlestar on Friday. And thank you for that. We watched Battlestar on Friday.
It's on random.
There's no point in talking about Battlestar because it's just so fucking awesome. There's
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Why
let's
even?
Let's do a quick discussion. It was awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Next topic.
The end. There weren't really any major giveaways there, except they put Starbuck. Oh, hang on. I don't want to piss anybody off. They put
awful.
Starbuck on a turd ship and sent her light years in the opposite direction.
That was the only funny part of the show.
She's like,
so we're going to put you on the ship with all the shits.
The shit ship. She's like, so, man, I thought you had the balls to not throw me out the airlock. And he's like, we're not throwing you out the airlock, Starbuck. We're putting you on the turd ship and sending you to find Earth. I believe you.
How do you feel about shits?
I love them. I'm hungry for them. Yeah, so Starbuck's hungry for shits. And Adama gave her wish. And why is there someone rapping over this Final Countdown disco breakbeat
this is
version?
By Licky it's Licky Mo.
Licky Mo?
Is the name of the guy.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah.
So we watched Battlestar. And that was the ploy that I used to get Eli and Denise over to the house.
No, I love how when you were like, so I recorded this show, we'll have to make some time for it.
Eventually, one day.
Apparently, it was like, going to be.
There wasn't like a vote.
No, within 10 seconds of them leaving, I had of that show going off, I had recorded the made for sci-fi TV movie Lightspeed.
Oh, I was trying to remember the name.
Stan Lee's Lightspeed is the very important modifier to Lightspeed. And if you know anything about sci-fi's fare, they're you know, Mansquito.
Mansquito is my
good,
favorite.
Is a good one. they have one about an alligator that eats everybody. They have one about like a spider that eats everybody. The best thing they do is never, ever, ever have real blood effects. They shoot people, and then CG blood, like, flies out of their blood holes. It's pretty awesome.
Blood holes.
So, I see on the guide, it's 2:30 in the morning, and I can't sleep. And I see that of all the shit they show during the day when people are watching, sandwiched between two paid programmings, like, one of them's for, like, colon cleansing juice and, like, like the internet is on the other one. And between those, they've got Stanley's Lightspeed. And it says that it's a movie about a guy that can run the speed of light. Hence, Lightspeed. So, and Stan Lee. Hey, what do you know? Whatever.
Wow.
Can't go wrong.
I'm, like, looking at the cover right now. It's
so
fraudulent.
The moment that Battlestar goes off, I'm like, so anyway, play. Lightspeed. you guys are in, like, shackles. Like, they're like, why are we chained to the couch?
No
shut
escape.
Up. Those things from what's that Kubrick movie? Clockwork Orange, come out and pull your eyelids open. Okay, Lightspeed has absolutely nothing to do with a guy that can run the speed of light. It is Serpentor the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Serpentor from G.I. Joe.
The funny thing is they have Lightspeed on the cover, the guy Lightspeed, and on the top it says, from Stan Lee, the creator of X-Men and Spider-Man.
And Lightspeed.
Yeah.
From Stan Lee, the creator of Lightspeed, we bring you
Lightspeed. Stan Lee's Lightspeed. Yeah. It's so...
Stan Lee is a fucking moron. He's a no-talent hack. He had three good ideas in 1964, and that is it. He's an old, sad, weird-looking dude. and I, you know, nerd blasphemy, whatever. Name the last thing he did that was relevant besides put his name on fucking shit that was already cool, like Spider-Man. No. So Lightspeed, in theory, is supposed to be a guy that can run the speed of light. This guy never makes it over like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He doesn't get faster. He just gets blurrier. But he just kind of walks across the room. But he's never in it. The whole movie is about a guy that's got a snake head.
Filming location was Salt Lake City. So I think they just...
The best part about their locations was that it was just like office building where it seems like the place was out for like fumigation.
Yeah, and they're like, we've got about
an hour window.
We've got about an hour to get this whole quarter of the movie filmed. Go.
Their CIA headquarters is just like a generic office building. Yeah, it looks like a cable company. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So if you get the Sci-Fi Channel, I guarantee they show this every once in a while. Look up Lightspeed. What's it have to do with Red October? It stars Jason Connery, son of Sean Swords Connery. Swords is in quotation. That's his nickname.
Swords.
So,
well, okay, here's the best part. The guy who plays Serpentor
or
Python.
No, it's Serpentor.
He's on fucking The Young and the Restless.
Duh.
Oh.
What?
For no reason, a guy turns into a snake. Oh, and then, okay, Lightspeed decides he's going to be a superhero. He gets too much radiation, which obviously gives him the power to run really fast. And he runs for the first time, and it gives him a sunburn. So So he goes to Academy. And
it was literally Academy.
It was Academy. Sports and outdoor art stuff, the right price. He's like, what do you got that'll let me run really fast? And like, we got like these scuba outfits. And like, he just gets his costume from Academy. It's like a paintball mask and a scuba outfit and wrestling boots.
This guy's been in just crap. Like, he was on Beastmaster the TV series.
Fuck yeah. Was he Beastmaster? Or was he one of the beasts?
No.
Was he one of the beasts? Was he Serpentor?
No, he was a writer.
Who's Serpentor?
Yeah, for some of the Beastmaster episodes.
My God.
Good God.
So,
oh no.
It was a gem. It was
fantastic.
It was like watching an abortion in reverse.
Yeah.
No.
They're just
putting it back together.
Yeah,
in reassembly.
They had the vacuum. They had the vacuum just shooting
it
back in.
It was somehow more offensive than that. No, Denise just broke. Just broke Denise's face.
Oh my God.
Hey, it happens.
All right, it was like watching shits in reverse. It was like shit was flying out of a toilet back into somebody's
back
ass.
Into someone's ass.
It was flying out of someone's mouth and just into someone's ass. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. So, that's all there is about that fucking terrible turd of ass Serpentor movie. If Sean Connery's nickname is Swords, that guy's nickname is like Bananas.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Jason
like,
Bananas Connery in Lightspeed.
As soon as Lightspeed was over, and then we were saying that probably in the Connery house, that like this big leather
Sean
chair turns around, like it just swings around.
What if you're John Boy?
From the TV, and it's like.
Bravo.
Bravo,
Sean.
Bravo, Priscilla.
That was terrible. Jesus Christ, boy. You call yourself a Connery.
That was in the Red October.
Yeah, that was fucking awful.
I'm a Highlander.
The fucking Highlander.
The Spaniard.
I'm a Spaniard from Spain. You know, I've been getting a lot of complaints that I don't do enough Lord of the Rings voices on the podcast.
Not enough?
I didn't do any last time.
There's not always an opportunity.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. It's like I said, you know, hey, all things in moderation, but apparently it's not enough. Apparently I should be like, welcome to the Hijinks and Swoop podcast, Mr. Frodo. It's episode 11. Potatoes. Precious. I'll tell you what. I'll just talk like I'm Gollum, but in a normal voice. So what's next on the agenda, Precious? Eli, my love, gives it to me.
Ew.
Precious?
What?
He wants the precious. He wants it for himself. And it wants him. It always wants to go back to him.
Boiled football leather?
What?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Is that like a root? Wrong. All right. So real quick then, since we're not going to read the entire internet this time, I'm going to go through the internet that I found. And then if you have any internet, then... You know,
no, it was
honest.
Fucking long ass week. So
yeah, it was kind of shitty. First thing we're gonna do. No, I'll save that for later.
Fuck that. You guys can't have. You can't handle that. Was there any internet? Oh, yeah. Vanilla Ice. This is awesome.
Oh, did he get...
Oh, yeah. Got
for domestic battery. Stop. Come collaborate. On. I'm beating my wife.
Who hasn't done that?
To Vanilla Ice's wife.
Yeah.
Who hasn't punched that whore in the mouth?
I wind drove down there. Well, he is from the mean streets of...
DFW.
Carrollton, yeah.
But he doesn't. He lives in Florida now.
Well, he lives in Florida now.
He's
but
from Carrollton, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they weird. On Vanilla Ice Behind the Music.
Yeah, that's ghetto right
there. They're filming it over on Walton Walker.
Yeah.
The underpass. No, Woodall Rogers. Underpass in Deep Ellum.
Oh.
With all the graffiti. And he's like, this is the main streets where I used to hang.
Wow.
Where I used to deal my dope.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, you're from Carrollton.
Yeah, no, that's a suburb of a suburb. There's you're not even close.
Nice try.
Yeah, good job, Nilla. Wow. His name's Nilla Ice, like Nilla Wafers. Oh, will it ever stop, yo? I don't know. His wife's like...
Nah, dog, you see, my...
His wife's like, oh, will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Stop hitting me, Nilla.
My favorite moment, or at least what I remember from being younger, was when they were talking
Dance.
About how he stole
the,
that riff,
yeah.
You know, from Queen.
Under
yes.
Pressure, yeah.
And, but the way he goes, he's no dog, no. See,
it goes
mine
like this.
Goes, dun, 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 dun,
dun, ding ding ding,
and he's like,
and
no,
theirs
see.
Is like ding ding ding, digga ding ding. Mine's like ding ding ding. Digga ding ding.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god.
It even has the bump bump, like
yeah.
The two piano notes. Under pressure.
Yeah, and
coming
I was...
down on me.
Awful.
He wants that under pressure riff, Precious. Always wants it. Calls to him.
Potatoes?
What's potatoes, Precious? That's it. I'm just doing lines, no voices. Gives us a fish. Raw, Wrigley. Juicy, sweet. Oh, the master takes care of us. Leave now and never come back. Anyway, so that was on internet.com today. Also, some teens have been arrested after a teacher found what was believed to be a hit list that targeted actor Chuck Norris. What the fuck? What, that's like saying we're going after the robots, like we're going to kill them all. No, you can't go after Chuck Norris.
Wait.
What are you going to do to him? There's nothing you could do to him that he couldn't kick away.
Oh, my retard.
He can kick bullets away with his boots, with his Justins, and his Chuck Norris action Levi's. You stupid assholes.
Wait, was this local?
No, let's see. Where the fuck was this? This was in Douchebag County, home of the fucking retards. Two Pensauken High School students have been arrested after a teacher found blah, 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 hit list that targeted actor Chuck Norris. Camden County prosecutor. You know what they probably found? They probably found, like, more Chuck Norris quotes from the internet. And like, oh, God, he's going to kill Chuck Norris. It's like, Chuck Norris has never cried, but his tears cure cancer. But, like, yeah.
The only thing I Chuck Norris was awesome when Conan O'Brien started using clips.
Yeah, and the lever.
The best, yeah, with the lever. The best one ever of that was when Haley Joel Osment or whatever was on
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Walker and, says I have AIDS.
Yeah, and then, like, Conan just stands up and is like, fuck, I'm just broken.
Yeah.
And just leaves.
Walker says I have AIDS. That's a really good You're the Man Now dog, too.
I meant to...
It's like, Walker says I have AIDS. Walker says I have AIDS.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that in Rick's vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a
he
friend.
He has like six volumes.
We have a friend that only cruises to You're the Man Now dogs. So if you're in the car with him at any given time, you're extremely confused.
I once met the black dude from that show, from Walker, Texas Ranger, when I worked downtown.
Oh,
Dallas.
The sidekick?
Yeah, and the best part was I was working in downtown Dallas at the movie theater down there, and they rented out our parking lot so that they were filming in the area. So they sectioned off a part of the parking lot, and they were like, that's where they're going to keep the trailers for the crew. And the black dude walks in. Everybody starts crowding around him. I was like,
does he have a gun?
Chuck Norris here?
Oh.
And they're like, no, this is a sidekick. And I was like, oh.
Oh, I thought you meant they were scared because it was a black guy.
Oh.
No. Like, they didn't know which black guy it was.
Well, right.
Like, they've got him in handcuffs on the floor, and he's like, do you realize which black guy I am? I'm Walker's black guy.
That one.
Oh.
I thought it was the dude from Star Trek for a little bit.
Tuvok?
There. Yeah, and I was like, oh, wait. Oh.
In the future, there's only one black guy, and it's Tuvok. So, whatever.
Peace be with you.
Yeah. No, it's live long and prosper. why are you so terrible?
I just got back from church.
Oh. Speaking of shitty movies, before you guys got here, again, like, I think my wife was trying to convince me to have a life. I was it's like,
dropping hints.
Kind of watching Blank Check on the
Blank
TV.
Blank Check, wow.
Blank Check, 1994. The story of a young boy who, through a series of mishaps and chicanery, gets a blank check and cashes it for $1 million. And then, this is where it starts to get wacky. It's that he wants to buy a house, and he's in a suburban neighborhood where his family lives. But across the street, there's a fucking castle. Like, they're on 17 plots and 180 acres.
Happened to me.
There's a medieval castle. And so he buys it. Here's how much they want for it. $150,000. The three-bedroom moderate suburban home we're sitting in right now was $140,000. So the apparently in 94, you could get a medieval King Arthur castle.
You too can have a castle.
Yeah, your dreams can be real.
With your own King Arthur.
And so he starts spending $1 million on cool stuff like, you know, sumo costumes and water slides and jet boats and a friend to follow him around. And no one cares. No one notices. And his dad's like, where'd you get all this money, kid? And he's like, I got a job, dumbass. Hit the road.
You should get one.
Yeah. Look into it. It's called prosperity, douche. Work your whole life for shit. Maybe I'll bring you on as my assistant, cock. So I don't have any more internet. Do you have any internet?
Just one video clip, but...
But you can't see it because it's audio.
Right. But
so it doesn't matter.
Everybody should go, if you're into gory shit...
Shits or shit?
Okay, well, there's two of them. One of them is called Machine Girl, which is actually coming out.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That one you need to see the trailer for, but this one...
Look up the trailer for Machine Girl and then understand what it is to be happy.
This one is actually, if you can believe it,
is that
actually...
Is that Asian movie?
Yeah, yes. More. This one's more hardcore than that one. It's called Tokyo Gore Police.
Tokyo Gore Police?
And it's like... The trailer is like 5 minutes of exploding blood. Like, the blood...
If blood was somehow combustible.
Yeah, the blood itself explodes. You see, like, blood molecules explode again. And a friend of mine sent me this at work, and we're all sitting there just with our jaws, like, down, just like, what is going... We're, like...
Checking your blood to see if it's exploding.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute. Did they just show, like, a whole movie of exploding blood? What else... I mean, the movie can't be anything... else but 10 times more what we're seeing, because they apparently are showing the whole thing.
Like, if that whole 5 minutes was all the blood in the movie or something.
Yeah. No. It's really hardcore. Like,
are you playing it?
Well, I know. No, I was just gonna, like,
well, yeah, the music sounds great.
You guys are gonna have to just see this at whatever point, but I just want to get Denise's, like, quick reaction. Oh. Here.
That does sound blood explosion-y.
Let me just describe what's happening. There's a truck full of blood driving down a street. There's a ninja. There's a guy screaming with blood shooting everywhere, and an airplane with blood just flew by.
Oh.
Like a bloody airplane?
This guy's getting his... Oh, that dude's head exploded. Someone just got cut in half.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah. Go.
Oh, his face.
Oh, his face. That describes all of it.
So go find...
What's the name of it?
Tokyo Gore Police.
Tokyo Gore Police. You know, one of the readers commented on the comic about fucking neon shit face extravaganza, what, Speed Racer, that all the Asian movies, you know, or we got into a discussion about how, like, Asian film is somehow like 10 years ahead of us, and we just wait for them to make something, then travel back in time and steal it. And I know that's a soft subject for you, Denise, because you're always bitching about that.
I'm very sensitive about that.
So what sort of Asian import abortions are they doing now that we're looking out for in the next couple of years?
I heard that.
We already ruined that like four times.
Oh. Well, there's that Nicolas Cage movie that's coming out, Bangkok something.
That's an Asian movie remade?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I heard the original was kind of shitty also anyway. So
it also
matter.
Starred Nick Cage.
Sounds fantastic. I'm in.
Yeah, just in a reduced role.
I'm Nicolas Cage and I approve.
That's a pretty good Nicolas Cage impression.
Just saying you're Nicolas
Cage.
We
want it. We needs it. We must have the precious. They stole it from us. Sneaky little hobbitses. Wicked Trixie Falls. There you go. Well, you know what else the fuck I read? Kill me. Josh Brolin, who was the Llewellyn Moss from There Will Be Blood.
Right.
Okay, he's got two roles. Look up Josh Brolin's IMDb. Look at the next two things he's going to be playing. And read them in order from the top. This is the best part. Brolin. All right, what's he about to be?
Let's see.
Do you have fingers? Can you type?
Okay, hang on. It's pulling up.
Okay.
Josh
Brolin.
Brolin. Mm-hmm. All right. No Country for Old.
Yeah, look at the very top. What's he about to be? Number one. Read it. Read it.
Terminator?
He's going to be the Terminator, okay? Now read below that.
He's going to be Bush?
He's going to be Bush.
Is that all in the same movie?
That's what I want to know.
In W.
He's going to, we talked about W last time, and Zefram Cochran's going to be his dad. But here, okay, please, God, let him get confused on which movie he's filming.
Wow.
Come with me if you want to live.
Like, he's naked and then, like, has to stand up from that bodybuilder position that Arnold comes up.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Oh, my God, he's Dan White in Milk.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I just know that he's going to be both the Terminator and the current U.S. president, and I want them to be the same thing. The Terminator is the governor of California. Why can't he be the fucking president?
I didn't even know they were making a fucking Terminator 4.
Oh, Batman is John Connor. Christian Bale.
What?
It's going to be tits. I can't wait. Batman versus W. In a movie. I mean, I'm there. Sign me up.
Sold.
Yeah, sold. Four copies, please. Extended DVD.
No.
Please. Yes.
It should have stopped at...
No. Hush. It's awesome.
Make it stop.
It's awesome.
Damn.
There is no fate but what we make.
You want to talk...
shut up.
Yeah, we talked last time.
Hey, why do you cry? Like people? Why do you cry? Chaney's like, I don't know, because it hurts. I don't know. Like when it hurts.
I'm the penguin.
So I've recast this movie. Chaney is John Connor. They're in Terminator 2, and George Bush is the Terminator. No, he's like, say hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista. Yeah. Mission accomplished.
I hate you.
So awesome. Hey. He's like coming out with the shotgun out of the rose box. He's like, hey. Hey, have you seen this boy? It's Chaney. I don't know.
Was it Chaney? It was McCain. You said that McCain looks like a Cylon. He looks like
Ty. There's actually a thing on the internet about that.
Yeah, I found that.
Like a combo of every pose they've ever made.
I don't know why. Yeah. I was just thinking now, I want to see every movie remake. Like, I want to see The Abyss remade, but with, like, the entire, like, White House staff that we have now in place.
Is Ty in that?
No, I'm just saying.
Where did you get The Abyss from?
I don't know. Oh, well, they were showing The Abyss, like, earlier this week.
Knows that your non sequiturs are causing problems for me. I'm sorry. The 1997, Skynet funding bill is passed. System goes online August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. That's actually what happened. This is just a speech that he gave
right
last week to the Senate. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware.
Whoa. Yeah,
can't be fooled again.
Everyone's sitting around just like, what is he talking about? There's right. That one guy. Dude, Terminator.
No, he's the Terminator. Come on. Terminator, come on, bro. Yeah, yeah, he gets it. Oh, my God. So a little note on the podcast. A couple of people have asked, you know, like, how many listeners does the podcast have? Okay, I use...
Four.
Six. It's actually six. I use a...
one of them's here today.
I use WordPress. Right. Aww. So now it's got three because she's on it.
Yeah.
Maybe Josh will listen to it. That'll make it four again. I use WordPress, and I use a plugin that tracks podcast listens and downloads. I don't know if this actually tracks the ones from iTunes or not. So I really have no idea, but according to my little thing here, as of today, 1,000 people have downloaded number one, and then it kind of trickles off after that. So tell some more people about the podcast. Guys, come on. Jesus. Busting our asses here.
Yeah, man.
Doing Lord of the Rings quotes.
My pastor is constantly be asking, like, dude, what? Why do you keep leaving early? When are you going to come back? And I'm like, look, bro.
And you're like, you're turned back, and you're like, tell Jesus this is bigger than him.
I was like, look, bro.
I got podcasts to do.
As I say that, I'm like, look, bro. And then I grab the wine, and I'm like, look.
Yeah, I'm out.
Look, man.
You're eating wafers.
Yeah.
Eating communion
hey,
crackers.
Hey, can I get some of those wafers?
I get some.
You got any peanut butter
dude,
or something?
Listen, yeah. You need to bring a can of easy cheese to church and just start pouring them on communion wafers and making sandwiches with
I'll
them.
I'll start up a second line.
Making Lunchables.
I'm like, get your wafer over there. You're getting this line for some easy cheese. I got jalapeno and American.
they're going to want the jalapeno.
Well, see, it's always difficult because then you have to do you either get to put your hand out like this to get the wafer.
Or you just open your mouth.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm going to do the same thing where I'm like, dude, open on the hand or in the mouth.
and then for no other reason, you've got some whipped cream in the other hand. Yeah. If you don't want a wafer at all, I can just whipped cream you.
Yeah,
bro.
Jesus likes to keep it on he likes to keep everybody on their toes.
keep you zippy, keep you awake. Yeah. Okay, so the other thing we thought about doing this time was trivia questions, a challenge. I issue a challenge between me and Eli to answer 80s TV trivia that we found on the interweb. Did you watch a lot? Do you have any knowledge? You didn't have TV in the 80s, did you? Am I going to win this hands down?
We had puppets.
Are you going to suck at this? Is this going to be like a one-sided game here?
I don't know. Let's find out.
All right, Denise, start.
All right. Who was Mallory Keaton's...
Wait, who's this going to?
What? Me. I'll start.
All right.
You haven't seen the answers, have you?
No.
All right. Who was Mallory Keaton's fiance?
Mallory Keaton was on Family Ties. Fiance's name was Nick. I don't remember his last name.
Half point then. Nick Moore.
Half point. Are you going to keep track?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I give that a win.
Fucking shit.
Number two for Eli. Go.
Which one of the A-team was a pilot?
Oh,
you have
Murdoch.
Okay, I was going to say, if you didn't get that, you have to leave.
All right.
Wait, what was his first name?
A-team Murdoch?
No.
Oh, you're not fucking answering the whole questions either.
I just wanted to know if you knew.
It's
maybe it's an extra half point.
I'm not going to get any.
Fine, I'll just leave it dangling. Whatever. Number three, let's go.
Okay, number three. What is the name of the cat in the Smurfs?
Azrael.
That was easy.
Azrael Abyss. The Prince of Sorrow.
All right. What's the connection between Benson and Growing Pains?
I don't know what Benson was, so I'll let you skip
Benson
this one if you
and
want to.
Growing Pains.
Did you even know? Did you even watch Benson?
Wait, I have to focus here. Benson and Growing Pains. Okay, Growing Pains was...
The Seavers, right?
Benson was the... He was the butler.
Three.
No,
two.
Dude, fuck this, man. We're
one.
Recording as long as we need to.
Fail.
Benson,
next.
No. Benson.
There's 200 questions. We have to move on.
Do you want the answer first or no? Or?
Yeah, tell us the answer.
Okay. Missy Gold was...
That was a
first
fail.
One wrong.
Okay.
Missy Gold was the daughter in Benson, and this and her sister was Tracy Gold, Carol in Growing Pains.
I don't know shit.
What the... No,
I don't know. I don't
know
either.
That's bullshit.
I didn't want...
That one doesn't count. All right.
Okay.
Five.
All right, number five. Who was the leader of the good Transformers?
If by good Transformers you mean the Autobots, and it was Optimus Prime, that was right. a poorly
yeah.
worded
damn,
question.
Damn, what did
internet.
It? Did other, like a 45-year-old woman write these?
Someone's mom.
The good Transformers. Okay.
Eli.
All right. What was the name of the dog in Fraggle Rock?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, and I get a chance to answer if you get it wrong. If I know it. If I don't, we pass.
Garbage?
Garbage.
Not the trash lady. It was Sprocket.
Sprocket, yeah.
That's
right.
It was the
that's
human's
right.
dog. Doc and Sprocket.
That was close to garbage.
Garbage, Sprocket.
It's all the same.
Next. All right, this is for me.
What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
Brandon.
Wow, all right.
I love that show.
Punky Brewster.
Who, Tits McGee?
What? Oh, because she grew up.
Yeah,
not.
Punky Brewster grew up and turned into Tits McGee.
Hey. All right.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
What was Angela's son's name in Who's the Boss?
Eli, go.
Oh, that's me. Oh, my God. Why am I not forgetting this?
You are forgetting it.
Except you are.
The
yeah,
opposite of what you're saying.
I am forgetting it. Okay, it was Sam... Myself. No.
Sam Malone was on Cheers.
Quiet. I need to talk these out.
Okay, oh,
Sam
this is
was,
how your brain works?
Yeah, Sam was a person. The old grandma was Whore McWhore.
That's true. The redhead. Her face was falling off.
God,
she looks like Skeletor.
Damn it.
Come on.
The best part is people are going to be listening to the podcast. They're like, come on.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
And I'm like, I'm going to go
right,
with.
Next.
Wait, no,
what's
no,
the
no,
answer?
The name. No. The name is. Oh,
come on.
Josh,
close,
is your answer.
Josh. Close. Jonathan.
Jonathan.
That's
close.
Right.
You all right, all right, all right.
Because he
fail.
Was wrong.
All right. What was Michael... Wait.
Wrong.
What was Michael Jackson advertising when he was nearly killed?
Oh, I know this.
Oh, this is my question?
Yes.
Pepsi.
Boo.
That was easy.
Am I? Is every other one
advertising
easy?
Fire.
Yeah, it looks like you got the
I
easy ones.
Well, you would want to say molestation. But it's not. It's
right.
Pepsi.
Right.
Because he had two endorsement deals that year.
Right.
Is that where he caught on fire? Is that
yeah,
what
that's
talking about?
That's okay. why he. That's what he blamed his string of surgeries for. My face got blown up, and then I had to go get a new face. And then it didn't stay on very good. It fell off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is for Eli.
Hang on. Josh is IMing me now. He's awake, and he's asking if he should come. And I'm going to say.
Yes. Make that fucker show up.
So that we can finish.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm here.
Mean.
And we're like, oh, we're done. I'm going to say alternate
fuck
Josh
him,
is
man.
Here.
Okay.
All right, next question.
Next
you
question.
Had to leave church early, too, just
who's
to show
for?
Up the podcast.
Who's this for?
Sure.
This is mine.
No, this is...
You had the Pepsi one.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
That's true.
This is Eli's. What was Alf's girlfriend from Mel Mac's name?
I know this.
You do?
I do. I absolutely do.
I watch that show all the time, and I don't know that.
Okay, let me think.
You're wait. Not going to get this. There's
wait.
No fucking way.
Wait.
Because you're not me, and I'm the only person in the world that knows the answer.
Okay, was
I
it...
I loved Elf.
Was it... Grimly?
No.
Was it Grimly? It was Rhonda.
It was Rhonda.
Oh, it was?
It was Rhonda. You know why?
You are correct.
Because he would sing Help Me, Rhonda.
Oh,
and, like,
God.
And, jack off to that. Next. It's like 50-0 right
all
right, now.
All right. What was the name of Arnold's fish on Different Strokes?
Fuck if I know. Pass. Okay. Eli, do you know?
Arnold's...
Goldie. I'm going to say Goldie.
No.
It was...
Willis.
Betty.
He's been talking to Willis the fish, not the guy, the whole time.
It's Abraham.
Like Lincoln. Oh, okay.
Abraham the fish.
Oh, that
sure.
makes
next.
Sense.
Okay.
That was stupid.
All right.
You're not going to get this one either. This one's impossible.
On Three's Company, what was Jack's restaurant that he opened and what and was head chef?
Hang on.
What?
You don't know that, right? Let's skip the Three's Company questions.
That was... I actually do know that.
You do not.
Because I watched the shit out of that show.
Okay, ask what? All the Three's Company questions
okay.
to Eli.
I feel like it's
okay, something
that
right. Okay, that one was La Douche.
La Douche. No, La Douche LaRoe.
Wait, what was the name?
Jack's Bistro.
That's creative.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Jack's secretly.
You want me to
gay,
ask the rest of the
Three's
Company?
Yeah, give Eli all the Three's Company questions.
I'll get a few of these.
Knock on a door.
On Three's Company, what's the first name of Mr. Furley's tightwad brother
I
who owned a building?
You know I've been fucking and sucking with whores. Three's Company, too. You don't know that. No one knows
Furley's.
That. Was he from one episode? No one knows that.
The brother.
Next
it was,
question.
It was Johnson.
No.
Johnson.
It's Bart.
Cut off your Johnson.
Bart. Yes.
Okay. On Three's Company, what city did the trio live in?
San Diego.
Santa Monica.
It's the same.
Okay. On Three's Company, what is the name Chrissy short for?
Whore McWhore Pants.
Yeah.
Whore McWhore.
Slutty McBlowjob Factory.
What is? Oh, it's Coat Hanger McGee.
No, what?
Rusty,
no.
Tits
sorry.
LaRue.
Yeah.
It was Christmas.
Chesty Bangs.
Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
All right. On the on Three's Company, what was Chrissy's father's occupation?
Whore maker.
Whore
impregnator.
He was a doctor who had a DeLorean.
This is such a fail.
No.
Next
He's a reverend. He's
yeah,
a reverend.
Okay, this is my question. Next.
Okay,
next. What current cast... No, I guess not current. What cast member of ER was on an 80s show of the same name?
The fuck?
Wait,
of the same name as ER?
Makes sense. Oh, no, that whole thing doesn't make sense.
George Clooney.
Yeah, it was George Clooney.
I win.
I don't know.
What?
I win by default of guessing one actor on that show.
The
that
only one you
watch.
Know.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Who was the bully that terrorized Arnold on Different Strokes?
It was Mr.
Clyde
T.
the White.
It was Mr. T.
I don't. It was White Power Bill.
It was White Power Bill.
White Power, no. But I'm white.
Is the Gooch.
We're friends of Dorothy. It's the Gooch.
The Gooch?
That's
it
what
was
it
the
says.
Taint?
I don't know.
The Taint?
That's what it says.
I will name my son.
I never watched
Gooch.
Any of these.
That was a kid that was birthed out of a taint, and they're like, we're going to name him from where he came from. The Gooch.
The Gooch.
All right. What was Roscoe's dog's name on the Dukes of Hazzard? I guess that's Joel's.
Oh, fuck me.
I know this.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Steal it.
It's Clyde.
It's not Clyde.
It's Flash.
Flash,
yeah, that's
Clyde,
right.
Flash, it's the same thing.
Right.
Look,
right.
Some of these suck. If they suck, let's skip them.
You said to go right down. Okay.
Skip the Facts Alive questions. Those are gay.
Okay.
Go to the Love Boat question and ask it to me.
Because you know.
I don't think I do.
Okay, what was the name of the bartender on the Love Boat?
Oh, it's the guy that looks like Jordy. What was his name? Jordy LaForge? No.
Close.
No. Kunta Kinte.
Wow. Yeah,
I know this.
I know it.
Come on. No, you
oh,
don't.
Shit. I
you
do
don't
know
any
it.
Of
I do know this. He's the guy who's like, hey, everything's cool. Have a drink, motherfuckers.
I know.
Warp speed,
can I go?
Captain.
Go.
Malcolm.
No, it wasn't Malcolm.
You are correct,
sir. It wasn't. What was his name?
No?
Is
it Isaac Washington?
Fuck, it was Isaac. Because they made fun of him on Futurama,
dude,
too.
We're going to have so many angry listeners. They're going to be like, come on.
It was fucking Isaac. All right. Because
it turns
out
they work with Isaac. Like, Isaac's actually
fuck
their
fuck me.
Okay.
All right.
Manager.
23. This is free lie.
Okay. The Jeffersons was a spinoff from what show?
Oh.
I will give you a clue. George Jefferson was the dry cleaner in both shows.
Yeah, I know.
It prominently featured African Americans.
Good times?
All in the Family.
Ugh, whatever.
I threw you off there because it didn't feature any African Americans.
I know. I was like, those were Jews.
No, they weren't. It was white people that hated everybody, including Jews. Eat it! And meathead over there.
Swish.
Okay.
Take my dry cleaners to the colored boy, George.
Wow.
Eat it. Oh, Archie. Why are you such a racist, Archie?
Okay. All right.
Why do you hate the Jews, Archie?
I'm answering all the questions in his bunker from now on. Go.
What star of The Breakfast Club was also part of the original cast of The Facts of Life?
Someone who actually was in The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
Yep, that's right.
Molly Ringwald. Archie.
Oh, okay, you should get this, Eli. This one should be easy.
Okay.
What actor was famous for the line, Nanu Nanu?
You are fired from America if you don't get
even
this.
Even I know
Robin
this.
Fucking Williams.
Okay.
Harry McHairhair, like fucking
Harry the Hendersons.
Yeah, Harry and the Hendersons said that.
It was Bigfoot, the Yeti.
Okay.
Go. This is for me.
What was the name of Facts of Life's Mrs. Garrett's gourmet food shop?
Oh, Archie, I don't know. Do you know, Eli?
What does it kind of sound like? Paunch? Like, it sounds like...
Paunch?
No, it sounds like JFK when JFK. He's like crying about Paunch.
Yeah. Paunch yeah. from Chips.
Yeah.
That's a different question. That's later in the list.
That name of that place was Bloody
Next.
Bags.
Yeah, we don't... God, you're terrible.
It's Edna's Edible.
That's horrible. Keep going. Yeah, okay. Don't ask any more Facts of Life questions.
Okay, no more Facts of Life.
They're all fired. That was. Oh.
I don't know.
What did. Hey, this is for Eli.
Number 30?
28 to Eli.
Number 28.
Yeah.
What did Webster call his adoptive parents?
I know this one. I will get it right. I think.
Honkies?
crackers. It was crackers. No, sir and ma'am.
George and ma'am.
Fuck, it was George and ma'am. Okay.
George and ma'am. All right.
So honkies doesn't count?
No.
They were honkies, but it does not count.
Okay, right. Number 30. Who's next? I guess, is
me.
Eli next?
No, it's me. I just get them all right.
Who shot J.R. Ewing? Ewing?
Oh, come on.
It was with a gun.
It was with a gun.
Was it the dad from Step by Step?
What? No.
Because he was on that show.
No.
Was it...
I'll take
Optimus
one.
Prime.
You don't know either.
It didn't happen. I know that.
I'll take
because
this
he woke
one.
Up at the end and it was all a fucking
answer,
dream.
Oh, spoiler.
The answer is his liver.
It's Sue Ellen's sister.
Yeah, it was Sue
Kristen.
Ellen. Sure. You know what?
Sister.
I was less than one.
Dream.
I was all a
he
dream.
Still
it didn't
got
happen.
Shot
it
in
didn't
the dream.
Happen.
Whatever.
It should have been. It should have spit. Wrong question. Question incorrect.
It's not even my question. Right.
Yeah, Denise gets that one
thanks
wrong.
Thanks a lot.
Ask me a different question.
Okay. Oh, number 32. That should be easy. What is the name of the Dukes of Hazzard's car?
General fucking Lee. And
wait,
you have to say
not
the fucking.
Your turn.
I stole it.
I stole it. This is my podcast.
Yeah. My all name right. on it. I guess.
Okay.
Don't ask these little House on the Prairie questions. That's for assholes. Let's go to these Mork and Mindy questions. Number 36.
Number 36. Who played Mork from Ork's son?
Eli. Who was it?
Sasquatch.
No, it was not. Mork from Ork's son, who he gave birth to.
You.
Sasquatch.
They grow in reverse. They come out old. I think they're like butt babies, and they come out fully grown.
No, it was Charlton Heston.
Jonathan Winters.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
It was Charlton. He got fired after one episode. Damn it.
Ooh,
why
ooh.
Am I a butt baby?
Oh, here.
Damn,
this is a good
he
one.
He thought Robin Williams was an ape, so he quit. Damn dirty Robin Williams.
That's terrible. Okay. On the Super Friends, what were the Wonder Twins' names?
Whose question is this, me?
I think
Yeah,
I think that's you.
Because I got his right.
Yeah,
I guess I'll go ahead and get like this one right, too. Matter of fact, once you asked me the next one after this, it was...
The monkey's name?
It was Jan...
Mm-hmm.
Zan.
Wait,
and Jana.
Why is he didn't help? You're like
Jana and Zan, right?
Jana and Zan.
Yeah.
And who is the monkey?
Gleep.
Gleek.
Oh fuck.
Close. No dice.
Fuck me. No dukes. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Which,
this is for Eli.
Okay, this is Eli. Which famous talk show host made a guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley?
There was only one at the time.
I don't know.
Don't
like,
know.
There was only one talk show host in the 80s, and it wasn't Arsenio.
Bob Barker?
Jesus Christ.
Talk show.
I don't... Fucking Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was on forever.
I thought it was Johnny Carson.
It was Jay Leno.
It was Leno? I didn't know. I'm just going to give you wrong clues based on my assumptions. Okay. Don't ask the Kate and Allie question. I never watched that.
I don't even know what that show is.
They were crime-fighting lesbians.
Oh, here. Let's do number 41.
Okay.
In Knight Rider, what does Kit's name stand
Knight
for?
Knight Industries 2000. Spelled out. Ask me the next one.
All right. Okay.
Ask me all of them.
Mark and Mindy was a spinoff of what show?
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Fuck you, fuck me, happy days.
Okay. What was the name of the robot girl on Small Wonder?
Eli, that's for you. I'm just taking the ones I know.
I don't... The fucking...
She was from Cybertron.
The Tampox dispenser 4000.
That's great.
You're a horrible person.
That's awful.
I don't remember. Was
her
like,
name was Vicky.
Vicky the robot.
Vicky the robot.
All right, Eli gets another one. That was hard.
Okay. These are all pretty hard.
Oh, ask him number 44. That looks great.
What show is the Duke of Hazzard's a spinoff of?
Oh, fuck me.
I didn't even know it was a spinoff.
The KKK Hour.
No.
WhiteSupremacyTV.com.
No, it wasn't.
No.
The white supremacist.
Boss Hogg was a character who passed through in Flo's Yellow Rose.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just reading this.
That doesn't count.
I never watched any of these shows. I don't know.
You didn't watch racist TV when you were a kid?
No,
that's
we didn't.
That's about all I watched.
We didn't actually get that syndication back
then. God.
Okay. These are all pretty hard, actually. Oh, let's do 47. What is the real name of the Man of Arms in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe?
He's Teela's dad, Mr. Teela.
No.
He pities the fool.
Oh, is that the gay-looking guy?
The guy that had the thing that it looked like he was supposed to put his face down in but never did. Like,
yeah, and he had like a fucking stash, like a...
Yes, Stash Man.
Yeah, his name was Stan. Stan the Stash.
Stash McGee.
Yeah, Stash McGee.
No, it's Duncan.
What?
Duncan.
Eli, I'm going to go ahead. Judges, I'm going to give you like credit for that. Yeah, Stashy McGee.
Okay. This is an awful idea.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm loving it.
These are all
You can pick and
hard.
Choose. If
I don't,
it,
yeah, I don't know any of these, though. I didn't grow up here.
Which professional wrestler popped out of John Stossel's eardrums in a 2020 interview?
What number? Oh,
that's
wait, read that again.
Which professional wrestler popped out of
popped both?
Oh,
not,
I was like,
not
what
popped out of
popped both?
I just saw this video.
Are you serious?
As a matter of fact, on Friday, yeah, it's an
was
old
it Andre?
Clip. It was.
Was it Andre?
No.
Oh. Was it the Macho Man?
No, it was...
Kevin Von Erich.
He was white.
Kevin Von Erich.
And blonde hair.
Kevin Von Erich.
No. Stop
it was
that.
Flexi Flex Muscle
no.
McGee.
Oh, no. The guy that's still the Nature Man.
Dr. D.
No,
David Schultz.
Nature Boys, who I was thinking of. What's his name?
Whatever.
No, we don't know this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brother. John Stossel, when I see you at WrestleMania, I'm going to pop both your eardrums. Oh, snap it to a Slim Jim. But you want the precious, brother.
I'll be Kamala, if anybody remembers that guy.
Yeah. He was around the same time as Kevin Von Erich.
Okay.
Master Betrayedus, Wicked Trixie False.
Yeah. What are you doing, Kamala?
Are you guys done?
That's the way I
Let's
talk.
Go. Oh, Let's
right.
go.
Okay. Kamala. Do you guys watch Taxi?
Not really. Sort
okay.
of, no.
On the show Knight Rider, what was the name of Kit's evil double?
Car. K-A-R-R. Car.
Bonus. What does it stand for?
Wait. Kill all.
Wait.
Really?
Chameleon.
Rad.
Alternate.
Race. One of the R's is racer.
No,
radical.
Not
radical radness.
Radness.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Kick it. Ass. Radical radness.
Right. Is that right?
That's close enough.
That's right.
Whatever.
What was it?
That's Knight Automated Roving Robot.
No, it's kick ass. Radical radness. I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
Let's email these people and change that question and have the right answer.
Let's see. What? On Punky Brewster, her best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married
Who's
him, what would her full name have been?
Who's this for, Eli?
I don't know.
Yes.
Cherry.
Tits.
Poppins.
Tits McGee.
Cherry Poppins. Cherry Poppins. No. His last name was Poppins.
No.
That is my porn name. I call that. That was my porn name.
That was her maiden name, not her married name.
Cherry Poppins in.
In Tits McGee.
Tits McGee's. Funky Brewster.
Funky. Starring with guest appearance of Carr.
Carr. Kick-ass radical ratness.
No, cherry soda.
Oh, that's stupid. No more Punky Brewster questions. Unless it's about the cartoon.
Just reading. Okay, you should get this right. In Family Ties, who was Alex Keaton's idol?
It wasn't Ronald Reagan, was it?
No.
No, it was a businessman.
No, I know. No, it wasn't.
I know.
Hush, it wasn't Ted Turner.
I know.
No.
I know this.
I do know this, and it's gonna hurt me in the groin when I don't get it right.
Right in
it
the groin.
It was the most 80s thing of all.
I know this.
Oh, fuck me.
Just give it to Eli. I already stole all his questions.
Go.
I don't know.
You don't suck. It's Clyde.
Wait, is it
Clyde.
Bush? Is it Bush?
No, he didn't even exist back then.
No,
he was coked out of his mind
old
back
Bush.
Then.
Old
no, it's
Bush.
The other Bush.
He was coked too. It was George Bush?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Bush.
Who was it?
Richard Nixon. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
That's changes my opinion of that show. That's
weird. Yeah.
His parents were hippies.
You know,
and
that guy
Nixon?
Just has to go and make
right,
him
he was
Nixon.
Just Republican.
I would have killed him. I would have set him on fire.
Michael J. Fox is
he
no good for anything other than making me a making me a mixed drink.
Whoa!
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow.
Jesus!
Here, Michael J., hold this.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Let's stop.
Wow, that was pretty.
We need to go back in time.
Don't do that.
Back in time.
Don't do that.
Go. Okay. What question are we on?
I don't know. We're 60. Let's see. Three's Company is all done.
Oh, hang on.
No.
Ask
I want
number 61. Ask
no.
61.
Oh. All right.
Ask it.
All right.
Eli. No, is it for me?
it's for you now.
Okay, go. Yeah. I win.
What was the name of the bar that the characters from Three's Company frequented?
The Regal Beagle.
All right. You got
fuck
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there actually is a bar in Dallas called the Regal Beagle.
Oh,
no,
really?
Do you want to know why I know that? Because when I was 15, I was in a punk rock band called the Kung Fu Grip. We played shows with a rap group from Houston called I-45, and their album was called The Regal Beagle.
Nice.
That's why.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's good. What island did Balky from Perfect Strangers come from?
Oh, you're going to get this so fucking wrong. There's
what
no
island did
not only do I
Balky.
Know what island
Balky.
It was,
Balky.
But I know what it was shaped like.
What was it shaped like?
I'm just gonna tell you. The island
it
was
it was New York.
No.
And it was shaped
like New
like
York.
Like a cliff.
Like a what?
I don't know.
Like it was Meepos.
Meepos.
And it was shaped like a lamb chop.
Because they had sheep. I love that show.
Meepos. Carson Larry.
Carson Larry.
Carson Larry. I get laid by American blonde girl. Go.
Okay. What was the name of the bar on Dukes? Oh wait. Yeah. What was the name of the bar on Dukes of
there
Hazzard?
There was no bar on Dukes of Hazzard. There was a
whatever
a distillery in an outhouse. They made moonshine.
Wait. It was called the Broken Moonshine.
No.
The Regal Moonshine Outhouse. What was it?
It was. It was Boar's Nest.
Whatever.
Boar's Nest.
Ask better questions,
will
internet.
You stop like getting mad at me. I was reading on
Boar's
this
Nest sounds like something
me.
That a
Boar's Nest.
Boar's Nest sounds like something an old woman has down in her
hey.
Front
hey.
Bottom.
Hey.
What?
You're gross.
You're gross. Okay, in Knight Rider, what was the real last name of Michael Knight?
McGee. Michael McGee.
Are all of these people like related? Everybody's
it was,
McGee.
Yes. Michael McGee. Everyone in the 80s last name was McGee. I don't know.
He didn't have a last name because
I thought it was Knight.
It was Long.
Hostin Pfeffer.
It was Long.
Michael Long?
Oh, I thought you meant it was Long like a long name.
No,
Mike Hasselhoff is pretty long.
It was actually Long.
They changed his name to make him drive that car. That's weird. Go to let's go to number 68 for Eli.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that, actually. What does ALF stand for?
If you get this wrong,
we've
I will remove your balls.
For alien life form.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. Okay.
You got one.
Okay.
Okay.
That the
this is all
intermission.
Pretty hard.
Yeah. Are they getting harder as we go?
It looks like. I don't know any of these.
Hey, tell me this, if the answer to number 71 is the electric company.
Yes. If you heard the words, hey, you guys, what TV program was about to begin?
And I'd like
yes.
to point out that it's, hey, you guys!
Okay, I wasn't
like
doing
sloth.
That.
Because that's where he got it from. I learned it from that show. I learned it from the Goonies. But
right, as we all did.
Yeah.
We all learned about life.
From the Goonies. I learned that if you really want to find pirate treasure, you have to befriend a retard.
Right.
A super strong retard.
Right.
Nice.
And a fat kid.
Yep.
Do the truffle
check,
shuffle.
Check.
Truffle check. Shuffle.
And an Asian check.
Check. That's true. Do you have a camera belt?
Yeah.
You have booty traps?
Booty traps!
That's what I said.
I said booty traps! Oh, Dad.
That's awful. Okay.
All right, there's a lot of these. We need to start skipping through them here.
Okay. Okay, this one's good. 87. What show was a spin-off of Transformers?
A spin-off of Transformers?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the other Transformers series?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, there was like nine that came
Wait,
after the original.
I do vaguely remember Optimus moving into an apartment
with two hot girls.
Yeah.
It's
really awkward, and he was a delivery truck driver.
Was it Drew Carey?
Was it Wheels... Keep on turning.
No, it was Roseanne.
Oh, okay. Roseanne was a spinoff.
She was a Decepticon.
I thought she was friends with Grimlock.
Grimlock was the next door neighbor in Roseanne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grimlock.
Grimlock need to borrow some sugar, Roseanne. He eats her, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was it?
GoBots.
That's not true.
I don't know.
That's a wrong question. GoBots was a rip-off, not a spin-off of Transformers.
Know.
Yeah, I remember that. I was going to say the only other
GoBots
thing
was super low-budget, fake-ass Transformers.
Yeah, those were the Walmart versions.
All right.
Nah, I win that one.
Next. I look at number 94.
Hey, no. You've gone way too far.
Well, I don't like
any
other ones.
I want you to ask me number 83.
Okay, number 83.
So I can impress you with my knowledge.
What was the connection between Family Matters and Full House?
The mom was the security guard where Larry worked on... Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said Full House. I was thinking of Perfect Strangers.
Never mind.
All right, I'm going to ask that question myself. Family Matters is a spinoff of Perfect Strangers because the mom was the security guard where Larry worked. Same character.
I didn't know that.
The connection in Full House is that I believe Urkel guest starred on Full House.
Steve Urkel was DJ's friend's annoying cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. Hey, I'll go ahead and take number 84, too.
Okay. What was Bulky Bartokomus' occupation when he lived in Meepo?
Sheep herder.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. I'll take number 85, too. Go ahead.
On Night Court, who was Harry's idol?
Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. So there you go.
Wow. Okay.
I'll take number 86. Give that one to Eli. He'll get it right.
Oh, yeah. You should get this right, actually.
You get this wrong.
Because you're like an artist. And
I will
stuff.
Pull your balls off like an enraged chimp if you get this wrong.
Everyone's pulling for me.
Okay. Who is the famous TV painter of the 80s? Happy trees. Come on.
We can have anything in our world.
Happy little bush.
This tree can have a family. Here's his mommy tree.
Look at how happy.
Here's
Jonathan Smooth.
God damn it.
Clyde McGee.
Clyde, Jonathan Clyde McGee.
You are fired from
that
the internet.
Was
it was Bob
a gimme.
Fucking Ross.
That
Come
was a gimme.
On.
No, I know.
The white fro.
Whatever.
I know. I've just given up.
Burnt
now. I'm not,
sienna.
I'm not going to answer anything.
Burnt sienna.
I'm just
umber. Yellow ochre. Hello.
Bob Ross is
I'm
awesome.
I'm not answering any of the questions correctly.
Is
I'm
he
just
dead?
Go with
he's
my
dead.
Answer.
He's way dead. Yeah, since the mid-90s.
Definitely
he's
dead.
He's a zombie by now.
Coked out.
Just answer him if you know him. Come on, dude. Let's
okay.
go. Let's go.
I like number 94.
No. Ask me 93 first. oh, shit. I almost know 92.
Oh, 92. Let's do that.
Oh, fuck
I
me.
Watched the shit out of this show.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
What is the real name of Jem from Jem and the Holograms?
Fuck me. I know this. Someone even commented on it on my fucking website.
Come
like
on.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, I love that show.
The computer's Ooh. Name was Synergy.
It was. Good job.
Fuck me. What was her name? It was like Clarissa Explains It All or something.
Slut McGee.
I'm going to go with Tits McGee. What was her name?
Jerrica Benton.
Yes, God damn it. Ask me the next one.
Okay.
These are all free for all now. If you know them, just answer them.
Okay. What 80s pro wrestler was turned into a G.I. Joe character?
Sergeant Slaughter. Who was the poor man's Randy Savage. Yeah. It was Randy Savage in an army outfit.
Okay. So
Deadly Sergeant Slaughter was a real World War II guy. But
so in the old Battlestar Galactica, what was the name of the human leader of the Cylons?
Well, Baltar made a deal with the Cylons and that Battlestar.
Yeah, it says Baltar.
That's kind of a wrong question.
Oh.
That version of Battlestar, Baltar was like a double agent for the Cylons. Whatever. Let's go.
Mm. All right. What was the name of Vanessa's last boyfriend on the Cosby Show? I don't even know how to say
Vanessa.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It was not Theo. God. Oh, was it Kenneth or Kevin?
No.
Was it?
I don't know how to say that. Dabneys?
Dabness. Dabness? Okay, that's wrong. Wrong question. That was her husband. She married him.
Well, that's why it was her
Dabness
boyfriend.
Ricky.
Whatever.
I hate these questions. Go.
Okay. What was the name of the detective agency in Moonlighting?
Wasn't it Moonlighting?
No, I guess
Bruce
not.
Willis and...
What's her face?
Fucking Sluts McGee. What's her name? I don't know. What was it?
Blue Moon Detective Agency.
It was Moonlighting Detective Agency. Ask me any Cosby questions that you find on
here.
Okay. This is for Eli. What was the name of the TV show with the theme song, Believe It or Not, I'm Walking on Air?
Greatest American Hero.
Fuck yeah. Believe it or not, this is the gayest song ever. Let's
see. Do you actually know any of these other ones?
I don't know. Well, what was the date in 1955 that Marty from Back to the Future arrived on?
I know. November
the... Come on.
It's less than 20. Less than 12.
November the 5th?
Yes.
Yes, good job.
I had to remember that because it's 2 days before my birthday.
Awesome.
Because
I was like, come on, he can see me being conceived.
In 1955?
In 1955?
Well, technically.
No, dude. He could if he had a time machine, he could see anything. So let's not go down that road. Come on. I don't know this one. On Full House, what was Jesse's real first name? I should know this. I know everything about Full House.
Jesse
Katsopoulos, whose original first name was Jesse Cochran, and actor John Stamos had it changed to be more Greek because
Stamos.
He was Greek.
Stamos!
Stamos.
I don't know. What was it?
Hermes.
The fuck?
I don't know.
How'd I miss that?
Yay. I don't know any of these.
Okay, hang on. What was the Saved by the Bell series with Haley Mills originally called?
I know.
Nobody? Nobody?
Know.
Good
Slut
morning.
School.
Good morning, Miss Bliss.
Wow. Wow, you got that right on the money.
What was... Oh, Eli knows this. What was the name of He-Man's legless wizard friend?
Oh, my God.
I know this.
Legless.
Was it O-Face?
Yes, it was O-Face. What was his name? Like a whale.
That was his name.
Like
O-Face.
No, it was like O. Like a whale. It was Orko. You're terrible at this.
Like, fuck, man, who gives a shit?
That's your
about
answer.
The little fucking
That's
wizard
your answers here. From now on. Fuck this.
All right, are we done yet?
No.
There's like 200.
I know. Find the best ones.
Shit.
Find the best ones.
I don't
Can
know.
You name the five original MTV VJs? No.
Oh. What is MacGyver's first name? Come on.
Angus.
Yes, good job.
Colonel Yay. Angus MacGyver. Colonel Angus. In the cartoon show My Pet Monster, what were the only things that could send Beastor, Monster's enemy, back to the monster world? There were his handcuffs, right?
I don't know.
On number at 131?
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
131. A pair of orange handcuffs.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
How did we miss some of these?
Bonus, the handcuffs turned Monster into a doll.
Yeah, because you could buy that doll then.
Okay.
On Magnum PI, what type of vehicle was Robin 3 and Robin 2?
Kick-ass cars.
174.
Kick-ass jet boats.
They were Ferraris.
Kick-ass red awesome cars.
No.
Okay.
Robin 3 was a GMC, Jimmy 4x4.
Oh, Jesus.
And
okay.
Robin 2 is an Audi.
Hang on. If you saw a segment of MathNet, what show were you watching? Please get this.
Where
Eli.
Are you?
I'm on number 135.
MathNet?
MathNet.
Hang on. I'm looking for the question.
It was a
135.
It was Dragnet, but MathNet. It was a math show for kids in the 80s.
Fuck if I know. It was the one with with the Bill Cosby.
No, that's Picture Pages.
I don't know.
That had nothing to do with math.
Man, we had no, we didn't know math.
What was it? Answer.
Square one.
Square one.
Ooh.
Okay, hang on.
This is easy. 138.
Ask 136.
136. What was the name of the principal on Saved by the Bell? Oh, come on. You should know this.
Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know why.
Mr. B.
Mr. B. No, it was Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding.
Mr. B.
Name right. Eli, name the twins on the Thundercats, or I'll kill you. It was Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat. Eli, what planets do the Thundercats live on, or I'll kill you?
They came from the sun.
It was from it was Thundera.
That's actually not what
the thing is, though.
The answer is different here.
What's it say?
Third Earth.
That's not the planet they came from.
That's what I said.
They came from
sun.
Thundera to Third Earth. These questions are shit.
Know. It's the Third Earth.
It's wrong.
All right.
You're asking the fucking
what
master.
What did they live on? What planet did they live
fucking
on?
Fucking litter? Living kitty litter?
Originally?
Planet?
Oh, what number are you
I
on?
Don't know, man.
Number
look,
40 doesn't say originally. It says what are they living
on? What did planet? Archie Bunker on All the Family call his son-in-law Mike?
Racist?
Archie, it's Meathead. He called him Meathead, Archie.
What was the name of the castle that gave He-Man his powers?
Oh, well, Eli, I'll let you answer this and restore some of your dignity.
Fucking, it was the...
By the power of...
the Gentleman's Club at Northwest, Northwest Highway.
Baby dolls. By the power of baby dolls, the power is yours.
Grayskull. I took a picture of it on the...
What? Grayskull or baby
doll? Are you killing
Are
it?
You quitting?
Okay, wait. I got to know the answer to number 150. Name the connection between the A-Team and Battlestar Galactica. One of them shitty and one of them's awesome? I don't know.
No. It what? Was in the intro. There was a
Cylon. Oh, B.A. Baracus was a Cylon.
There was an episode where they dressed up as Cylons.
What?
No. And what's the answer to 150?
Dirk Benedict, you see a robot from battle in the opening of the A-Team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
There was an episode where they had to... They used movie props.
There's a
and
robot.
They used... that was like one of the first cross...
Weird. You
promotion
actually
things.
Know that?
All right. I'm going to ask this to myself.
When you go to Universal Studios, you see the A-Team truck, and then you go in the tunnel, and Battlestar Galactica
wow.
is right there.
What was the name of the robot on Buck Rogers? It was Tweaky.
Kenny McCann.
It was Tweaky. Number 152. What planet did Alf come from? We've already answered that. It's Melmac. What was the name of the helicopter service that was the cover for Airwolf? I don't know that.
It was AutoZone.
It was O'Reilly.
Yeah, it's O'Reilly.
Oh, don't sing it. Santini Air.
Let's see. Wow, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of questions. What are the three Chipettes' names on Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Oh, my God. Where are you?
Priscilla?
Where are you?
One ping, Priscilla.
One ping. What are they? One Bridget is one of them, or Janet?
I don't know where you are.
169.
Brittany, Jeanette, and Eleanor.
Yeah, Bridget, exactly.
Oh, I remember Eleanor for some reason.
On Knight Rider, who was Garth Knight? That was Michael Knight's blonde sidekick in the basement in the show they made. He's like, party on, Michael Knight. Party on, Garth. Party on, Kit. I quit. That was terrible.
Oh, 171.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're almost at the bottom.
I actually know.
I already answered 183. The name of Jim's computer was Synergy. on the show Cheers, what was the name of the bar that always played practical jokes on the gang at Cheers? Was it Gary's?
Where are you?
188.
188?
Captain Lou's.
Was it Captain Lou Albano? No, was it Gary's?
Where are you?
187.
Oh, Gary's Old Time Tavern.
Yes. On You Can't Do That on Television, what were the two things that dropped out of the sky and what had to be said to activate them? Eli, go.
I think one of the words...
It was not shits. Every time somebody said, oh, shit fell on them.
The word was monoxamil.
No. If you said water, you got doused, and if you said I don't know, you got slimed. Wait, Alanis Morissette starred on that show.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, they doused her with blood.
What did He-Man say when he lifted his sword and gained his strength?
Oh, God. That's what he said.
Oh, God. Oh, 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 it hurt. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
Oh. Oh.
It's so hot. It's so hot.
Oh, my God.
Why couldn't have I bought rubber boots?
Fuck me! Oh!
Like every...
by the power of Grayskull! No, oh, fuck me! Oh! Oh! That hurts!
Every fucking week he knew it was coming. Yeah. And he's just like,
it actually made his balls pop and then grow back. He knew it was gonna happen. And he's like, they're like, oh shit, Prince, we need He-Man. I don't think we do.
No, dude. I want justification.
No. Skeletor's on the fucking rampage. We need He-Man. I don't think it's
a
He-Man
call
issue.
Call the National Guard.
I don't. Man of Arms is here in his suit with his gun.
Gary.
Tila's got a fucking bow staff.
Fine, I'll do it.
Oh, man. Okay, hang on. Give me a second. Hang on. Just, let me,
he, like, grabs his wallet.
Let me psych myself up. Hang on. Okay. Oh, by the power of... Oh, I don't want to do it. By the power of grace... God, oh, fuck my balls! Oh! Okay, they grew back. That hurts every time! That always hurts. Oh, my God. They're like, hey, man, you should go fight now. Hang on. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, God, does anybody have some lemonade?
Do you have an ice pack? Orko. Oh, fuck. Battle Cat. Do you have an ice? Battle Cat's neutered, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt him. Oh, my balls. Fuck me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, who's doing what now? Skeletor? All right, let's go. Get in the car. Get in the fucking car. Let's go.
Get in the station wagon. Let's go.
I believe he said, I have the power.
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I don't know. Wait, what did we just go through then?
I don't know.
He says, by the power of Grayskull, I am
a
man.
Oh, we've already done that then. Last question. What cartoon featured a boy... with a community of tiny people living in his walls.
Oh, that sounds scary.
The Littles.
I saw The Littles, the movie.
That sounds scary.
Like there was a, like, with people or like a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon full-length movie.
Oh, man. My He-Man balls haven't even grown back yet. Jesus.
You are correct, sir. Yes!
I think that's going to be the end of it. Are we done?
Mean.
Fuck me.
Are you doing mail?
Oh, no! We forgot to do the mail sack. We did too much of this shit. All right,
here,
let's do it real quick.
Let's just do this.
Let's do it quick. No,
yes,
shut up.
No,
shut
no,
up.
Yes.
Battlestar Galactica, yes, no. Battlestar Galactica.
Kicked ass. Yes, next question.
Oh, fuck me. Hang on. I quit everything.
Why don't we take an intermission then?
I think my sight's down.
It looks like it is.
God damn it. What an opportune time for this to happen.
Sight is down.
Alright, I'll fix it. This is such a fucking pain in the ass. By the power of Grayskull, I'm turning my server back on! Okay, it's back on. Turn those shits off. All right, mail sack. We need a mail sack theme song. If any intrepid reader out there wants to write and record and completely finish for me a mail sack theme song, I'll read it.
I got nothing. I got this.
I'm living in a building with Mexicans.
That is the theme song. Dude, there's no way we're going to get to all these questions. All right, let's go. God damn it. Okay, this question comes from Aaron. I'm so sorry that we forgot to do this. I feel like an asshole now. This is a question for everyone from Aaron. Joel talked about how he keeps watching Smallville even though it's made of ridiculously long-lasting terrible. What's the show that you're glad is no longer on the air because it kept getting worse? Mm. Enterprise.
Yep.
I could not let that one go. It sucked until the last fucking episode.
Yeah. Enterprise and or
Growing Pains. Tits McGee, Punky Brewster.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Sure.
Next question's with Chris. Question for Joel. What happened to the Apple Insider comic? You did like one or two and that was it. I thought it was funny. And that's where I found your site. Well, they didn't like them. So I don't know. I thought they were pretty good too. I did two comics. They approached me. They said they liked my comic and wanted me to do a comic for them. I did one and they loved it. And then I did a second one and they didn't like that one. And then I said, should I do any more? And they said, you should hire a writer. And I said, no, thanks. And that was the end. So it really wasn't that good of a story. I don't know. I mean, that was kind of bizarre. I thought they were pretty funny. I enjoyed doing them. I'd do them again if they asked me to, but they didn't like how I was writing them. So whatever. This question comes from Melkor. Knowing that they rewrite the whole fourth season, how do you think BSG will end? I answered this on the last podcast, actually. I think it's going to turn out that everybody's a Cylon. Like, they're all descended from Cylons. I don't know. You got any ideas?
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. I'm just worried about...
They find the island.
Yeah, I'm worried about...
Earth
they find an
Jack's
island.
On it.
Jack's on there with the Predator, and I'm just... I'm just worried for the shark.
A giant
like
crossover.
Jumping the shark at the last.
The
episode.
Shark is actually
a
the last thing.
Shark.
The last thing is between them and Earth is a space shark, and they have to jump over it. Engage the FTL. We have to jump over the shark.
Yeah, and then like they show it, and it's like, and you're like, oh, that.
And the shark's in between. It's like, what? Yeah. What happened? Space shark. This space comes shark. From the name that I've pronounced wrong in the past. Mm-hmm. I've been saying Kaj, and I think you said it's Kai, but I forgot to read how to pronounce it. I have a question. If you had to take any two characters from Battlestar and have them fight to the death, who would it be? Better yet, which would you rather be forced to do? Watch the Star Wars Christmas special or read Harry Potter Frodo / fiction?
Oh,
hang on. That's
God.
Too That's too much. That's hang on. My brain just exploded. Battlestar characters fight to the death. Ty and his wife did fight to the death. She lost.
Yeah. No, it wasn't actually a fight.
Next yeah, it was. They fought over
so
some hot tea
as she
full of poison.
Fell asleep.
She's like,
I didn't wake up.
She's like, I did it all for you. This tastes like poison. Drink it, bitch. Drink it down, whore. I did what I had to do.
The last episode, there was like a pretty, almost a good fight. Starbuck and Adama. That would have been a good.
Oh, did he punch her? He punched her, right?
No,
right
he
baby
slapped
maker.
Her.
I think he punched her right, yeah,
in the
he
baby
slapped
spot.
Her. The woman slice.
Oh. Wow. Oh my god!
In her axe wound,
yeah.
Punched her right in her coos.
Yep.
Something Jesus.
Like that. Yep. Okay.
Nice Christ. Question. Wow. Oh wait, John Dark came up with one and said, "I can't think of any more questions." Blah blah blah. And I'm gonna go to the second one. What are some of your favorite bands? Any bands with Texas flavor? And I'm scraping the bottle of the barrel. That's what he says.
No, I don't know. Listen to Explosions in the Sky.
Hey, your friend's in a band. Boost that. Tell people to go to his website.
PrestonGray.com.
There you go. Oh, hey. I can do the same thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying. They're recording a record. It'll be done soon. I do a lot of photo work for them. And it's
how you spell that? G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y?
EY.
There you go. PrestonGray.com. I have two recommendations. My good friend Cornmo is in a band called Cornmo and the 357 Lover. And they are from Denton, Texas. So that's Texas flavor. But they're based out of New York City, or Brooklyn, actually. And go to Cornmo.com and check him out. If you like They Might Be Giants, you'll probably like Cornmo. If you hate They Might Be Giants, shame on you, and you'll probably hate Cornmo. So. Another band that I wholeheartedly recommend, also a good friend of mine, is a band called Spiraling, with one L. You'd think it would be two, but it's not. Spiraling.net
They have a new album coming out very shortly about time travel, and I think it's fucking awesome. And you should maybe we'll play one of their songs on the podcast sometime. Next question from Zach. What do you guys think of Kevin Smith? Are his movies good, not good? Is he living the geek life? Is making $5 million movies that gross $26 million a good idea? That sounds like a $21 million dollar profit, so yeah, I'm going to say
yeah. I'm going to go with yes on that one.
I'm not a huge fan. When Clerks came out, I was 14, and I thought it was like the second coming of bejeebus. But, you know, I'm not a huge... I think they're okay. I'm just not a huge fan. I know that people like them, and I know why. But I think the fact that he makes them like low budget on his own terms and they typically turn a profit is pretty fucking awesome. So,
I'm not the hugest fan, but I do. I watched, was it The Evening with Kevin Smith?
One that, which is apparently awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. That guy, I would pay to.
Yeah, watch.
I would pay to watch that guy.
Watch
talk.
Evening with Kevin Smith. Apparently, Prince, the artist currently known as Prince, hired Kevin Smith to follow him around and make a documentary for only him to watch. And yeah. Kevin Smith thought it was going to get released, but it wasn't. It was just to make Prince happy. So that's awesome. This question from Melkor. Are you guys a fan of Uncle Nagy's House? I don't know what this is, so what? I looked it up. It's a show. It's an internet show. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Nope.
So look up spoonfulofpoo.com.
Oh, that sounds
and if
like
you want to learn about Uncle Nagy's House, it's there. I haven't seen it.
Sounds classy.
Wadmasi says, Josh, how the fuck are you ranked as high as you are in Guitar Hero 3 with fingers that short? They are little sausages of fury.
Yeah.
They're like flying, invisible sausages of fury. Eli, as a game industry insider, what does the dichotomy of blatant homoeroticism on some of the gaming-specific websites and frothing homophobia during online play look like?
What?
I don't get either. I think he's saying that games are extremely gay, but gamers are extremely homophobic. So what?
Where is this homoeroticism? Which games is he playing?
I'm going to go ahead and just pull back the curtain a little bit. We try to make them as homo as possible every game. Going in knowing that.
And what do you mean? Like rippling muscles and men and like
right.
close quarters like and they're about to kiss.
When I work with the character, like, because I'm the art lead, so when I work with the character modelers.
Can we gay that up like 20%?
Yeah, I'm like,
there's a button for that.
I was like, can I get that right ball just a little more smooth? I want them as smooth as
that
eggs.
Out like eggs.
Yeah,
eggs,
I need that bigger. That looks good. Now let's get that tip as big as we can get that.
This question from Rerun's not a question. He's just voicing his hatred of Mitch Hurwitz for not proceeding with more Arrested Development. Maybe the movie will get made. It's supposed to get made. This is from Frack Truck. Assuming the story and other corporate ventures work out.
Store.
That's me. This is for me. Do you plan to do cons as an exhibitor? I'd love to, but here's the deal, and this is why cons are kind of a weird thing for people in my situation. Right now, it doesn't make any sense because I don't have anything physical to sell. If you don't have a book, and if you don't have a box of 10,000 shirts, there's almost no reason to go to a con other than to just hang out because they're actually pretty expensive to do, and if you can't make your money back, you don't actually meet that many people. Like, I get more exposure online than I would at a con. The downside is I would love to meet some of the readers, but it would be extremely expensive. So, long answer, yes, eventually. Short answer, not right now, I guess. This is from Alex. If you could permanently kill off one current TV series and bring back a previously canceled series,
man,
what would you pick? That's a good question.
Kill off Jailbait.
That's not a show.
What cable show?
A real show.
Oh, not a cable show.
No, a real show.
Jailbreak or whatever the fuck.
Oh,
Prison Break.
Right. Kill off Prison Break.
Kill off Prison Break. Give me back Andy Richter rules.
Controls
universe.
The universe, yeah.
Give me,
okay.
Give me
that's
back
a good
that.
One.
I never actually saw that.
What about you?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Oh, hey, language.
This is a clean podcast. Hello.
You put that damn little explicit thing again.
Hey. Oh.
But go.
Kill Smallville.
Yes, definitely kill Smallville.
And bring back.
Is that still on?
Yeah, every week.
I guess
we
you haven't heard last week's podcast.
Week. Bring back everything Fox canceled in the last decade. Bring that back Dollhouse. Not Dollhouse. fucking Wonderfalls.
It's
bring
not
back,
even started yet. It's already. Yeah, bring it back.
First of all, uncancel the future cancellation of Dollhouse. Bring back Wonderfalls. That show was fucking amazing.
Well, I only gave my answer knowing that, like, obviously, like, all the other answers are quite obvious, like Arrested Development.
That's too easy. CW from the radar. Cancel everything on the CW and CBS.
And give me back, like, a handful of stuff that I really need.
Troy says, if you guys could hang out with anyone from the Whedonverse aside from Whedon, what character or actor would it be?
Kaylee.
Oh.
Kaylee? Jewel State?
Yeah.
She's you got a good chance of meeting her. She's like conning all over the place. She's auctioning off a charity dinner with her. I don't think it includes like a happy ending, but it's at least a meal. You should bid on that.
Yeah, no. No, actually, to be quite honest, I'd probably want to hang out with Nathan.
Fuck yeah, the captain. Either him or Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, I was going to say Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, either one of those two would probably be.
Have you ever read Nathan's MySpace blog?
He has a MySpace?
No. He's only posted like 5 times and he hasn't posted in like a year, but his posts are hilarious.
Oh, really?
He actually like gives it to the fans that like beg him for like autographs and shit about how he's just a regular dude and stop fucking with him. But it's funny as hell. It's like it's actually really, really good. Look up Nathan Fillion on MySpace, and I don't know if it's / Nathan Fillion or what, but I think there's a fake one out there too, so look out for that. Jay Fardink says, I'm a big Whedon fan. I just started watching Buffy on your recommendation.
You skipped one.
Oh, hang on. Well, I'll go ahead and do this one. Okay. By the way, Hulu.com, I guess is where he's watching Buffy. I'm halfway through season one, and the Hellmouth is causing all sorts of ruckus. I would assume that Buffy closes the Hellmouth. My question is, if the show were juxtaposed with Firefly, I'm starting to lose the question. Hang on. So that River were the main character instead of Buffy, do you think it would take River longer than 20 seconds to close the Hellmouth? Buffy's actually quite a bit more of an ass kicker than River.
Like
pretty much every way.
Yep.
So,
River. Well, you just started watching Buffy.
Yeah, you're new.
Me? I'm actually just starting also. I'm like 5 episodes in, I think.
I pity you because it's going to be a while before you realize how great it is.
I was surprised it wasn't as painful as I thought it would be.
Wait till you're 5 episodes into season 2, and then you'll be hooked for life. Get through the first 13 as quickly as possible.
It just reminds me a lot of those little teenager like books I used to read.
Yeah, the Master was not a great villain, and I don't know. Just get to season 2 as fast as possible.
It's pretty cheesy, but whatever. It's not too bad.
Okay, I missed. So did you guys actually watch Country Singing George Takei on Secret Lives of the Stars? I saw
a
clip
the one
of
on
it.
The soup?
Yeah, we saw a clip of it on the soup, and then the show was canceled already. That's great. So one episode canceled. They're looking at the ratings, and they're like, oh, shit. 6 guys in Georgia watched it, and that's all.
And they were all at the same house, so.
George Takei is in his bathroom, and he goes, I love to sing country music. Naked in the shower. I'm like, click, off. Delete from TiVo. Oh, George.
Call a service to have your TV removed.
Yeah.
Have it just removed from my
washed in acid. Doug asks, may not be worth discussing on the podcast, so we won't. No. He says, do you follow Short Pact, which is a webcomic?
Oh.
I've seen it before. It appears to be a webcomic about toys, like toy collecting, which is not something I do, so I don't get any of the jokes.
What kind of toys?
Like action figures, like Transformers and whatever else. But it's extremely popular. He's like one of the dozen guys that supports himself with comics, so more power to him.
Cool.
John Dark, do any of you guys use Mux Tape, social mixtaping service? I don't. I heard it's cool, but I don't.
Nope.
I got no time, man. I'm drawing fucking comics and shit. I'm supposed to be drawing one right now. From tomorrow, from Monday, and here I am recording a goddamn podcast at 4:00 in the afternoon. I want to close the show with Josh's comments. He IM'd me. Should I get dressed and come out there? I'm awake now. I said, no, alternate Josh is here. And he says, I'm assuming Denise. But so that's a don't bother. The podcast is way more awesomer without you.
Aw, that's not true.
No, that's very true.
The podcast is way more happening without you because you didn't come. Because you drunkified into a coma until 3:00. And
maybe we should just Skype him in really quick.
Yeah, no. That's
not even.
This is Josh.
I don't know. Is that my cat?
Yep.
The fuck?
Did something just go flying by your door?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's my cat freaking out, I guess. I don't know. So here's my advice to Josh. Wake up before 3, and you can be on the podcast.
Ked seems to be in some real trouble over there.
Oh, he's probably hungry or dead or dying. I don't know. Hey, we got to all the mail sack questions, and it was only an hour and 40 minutes. We're going to end the show with turn off your music because I have something for the people. We're going to end the show with the end of the internet. This is it. It's over. When you hear this, you'll know why. But, you know, it's been a good run. That's my cat again.
Your cat's really upset.
Yeah, maybe his balls fell off or something. I don't know. Maybe he turned into He-Man. So the internet's over. They canceled it today, and here's why. Wait for it. This is not what you think.
We're no strangers to love. You know.
Oh my God.
And so do I.
Tezonde, you officially killed the internet. We appreciate it. It's about time somebody did.
I'm still crying even louder now.
I'm going to go check on my cat while this plays.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
Make it stop.
Oh, no.
Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it.
Fuck me.
What's potatoes, Precious?